Erev Tov, Rabbi Yisai, Shavua Tov. So, I'm going to call this year, for lack of a better term, because it's going to usher in a bigger series, but I'm going to call this Sephardic Pesach 103. And the reason why I'm calling it that is because we've spoken last week about basics, some general background and theoretics about the differences between Sephardi and Ashkenazi Pesach. Now, there is a term that many of you are probably familiar with just because, you know, even if you just dabble a little bit in halakha, and, you know, especially by Poskei Sfarad, there is a mechanism that is used in halakha, especially by Poskei Sfarad a lot, that is very, very helpful when it comes to paskening certain halachot. I'm going to first give you an introduction to it. It's what we call Safik Sfika. Okay? Now, Safik Sfika opens many, many doors in halacha. First, I'm going to explain to you why and how it's a borrowed term. I'm going to explain that first, the background of Safik Sfika, and then how we apply it in halacha in situations where the Gemara didn't necessarily speak about, but we find that Poskim Rishonim Achanonim did apply it elsewhere. So, first and foremost, although I told Yaakov that this was going to be a series on Bishul Yisrael, according to the various Poskim, this is a very good way to kind of ease into, to merge into that sugya, because Bishul Yisrael is a wonderful example, it's a portrayal of this mechanism. So listen carefully. This all starts many, many years ago in a Gemara. Masechet Ketubot, Daf Tet Amud Aleph. I don't know if you saw my status today. Today is a very big day for Am Yisrael. Why? Huh? I have no idea. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. Huh? Yeah, I know. But how did they get into my status?
I think their mom has to add them to his contacts.
Okay, so text me. Say, add me. What? I have to add them to what?
To your own
contacts. So do it. Take the phone. Tassim. Now he says, Baruch Atah Adonai Elohanu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. Today was the beginning of another Daf Yomi cycle, Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Talmud Yerushalmi, unfortunately, is kind of overshadowed by its big brother, the Talmud Bavli. Now, there's various reasons in Halakha. The Rashba, Tshuvat HaRashba, explains actually why Talmud Bavli is much more learned over the Yerushalmi. That's, you know, that's a fact. We learn Talmud Bavli much more than Yerushalmi. First of all, first and foremost, because that when there's a clash in halacha, piskei halachot are derived. If there's a clash between Bavli and Yerushalmi, halacha kedata Bavli. Why? Because Bavli was batra. The Talmud Bavli was later than Talmud Yerushalmi. And anytime you have a later opinion, we assume that the later opinion took the earlier opinion into consideration when it argued. That's why halacha, anytime there's a clash. Now, that doesn't mean we never paskin like Talmud Yerushalmi. That's just not true. Anytime there is no clash between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, if the Yerushalmi says halacha and the Bavli doesn't disagree with it, the halacha is like the Yerushalmi. Kim'at all of the halachot, not all, but many, many, many of the halachot of mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz are derived from where? From the Talmud Yerushalmi, because there's pashut, besides from Masechet Berachot, there's no other Bavli on Seder Zera'im. So anyway, The Rashba says that the reason why it's not so learned is because, unlike the Bavli, that there was a very strong masoret in the text and things like that, the texts of the Yerushalmi, there's not so much of a strong masoret on, and there's all sorts of different girsaot and nuscha'ot and bilbulim and all sorts of things, and which makes it very, very difficult to learn, hence historically leading to a situation where, unfortunately, less proficiency in Talmud Yerushalmi as there is in Talmud Bavli. Not to, you know. I'm just telling you a little historical background for today. The Talmud, the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi was actually started in 1980 in the Knesset Gedolah in Eretz Yisrael. The Lev Simcha, the Admor Migur, Baal Lev Simcha, got up at the Knesset Gedolah and he said, Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to come back to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. What kind of thing is this that the Talmud Yerushalmi is just abandoned? He says, no. You have to start a cycle also, just like in the late 1920s, Rav Meir Shapiro Minublin, with the backing of the Chafetz Chaim, started the famous Daf Yomi cycle for Talmud Bavli. Leif Simcha said you have to do it for Talmud Yerushalmi also. Again, obviously, popularity-wise, Daf Yomi Bavli is much more famous and much more popular. But you know, still, any. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, Yerushalmi is not as long as the Bavli. It's shorter. It covers more masachtot, but each of the masachtot are shorter, such that if you go with a daf a day, whereas Talmud Bavli takes about 7.5 years, the Talmud Yerushalmi takes about 5.5 years. Bekitzur, so back to our sugya, says, Mata shoel sheilot. Now, Bekitzur says follows. It's a very, very, very different limud. It's very hard to understand. You have to know also historically, even if you're proficient in Aramaic, if you are, you know, let's say you're good with the Lashon HaGemara in the Bavli, that doesn't help you for your Yerushalmi, kimat. Because it's also Aramaic, but a totally different dialect of Aramaic. It's like Persian and Bukharian. It's same idea, but...
Wow.
Yeah. Huh?
You explained that perfectly.
Yeah. No. It's the same general language. I think Bukharian is kind of a spin-off of Persian, but with Uzbek intonation. Something like that, you know? So, basically that. Now, so that's... The dialect of Aramaic in the Talmud Yerushalmi is much, much, much different than that of the Bavli. You know what's the most similar to the Aramaic in the Talmud Yerushalmi? No.
Arabic?
Zohar. If you're proficient in Zohar, then you read Talmud Yerushalmi, you see it's very similar. What's the common denominator between the Zohar and the Talmud Yerushalmi? Both drafted in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the spoken language at the time was Aramaic. So, hence, the language is, it's different timelines a little bit. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar according to our Kabbalah of the Ari HaKadosh. Some would disagree, but the Talmud Yerushalmi was compiled by Rabbi Yochanan a few generations later. Yeah.
When did Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael start speaking Hebrew then?
No, it was before. Post-Churban Bet HaMikdash, since they came back from Bavin, don't forget.
Okay.
Pre-Churban Bet HaMikdash, they spoke Lashon HaKodesh.
Okay.
That's Bet HaMikdash HaRishon. Post-Churban Bet HaMikdash HaSheni, you already see in the... Post-Bet HaMikdash HaRishon, when they came back even with Ezra and Nehemiah to Eretz Yisrael to build the Bet HaMikdash, that's why many portions of Ezra and Nehemiah in the Ketuvim are in Aramaic, because the spoken language, since they came back, there were 70 years in Bavin. So they picked up on the Babylonian language, which was Aramaic. So they picked that up, and even when they came back to Eretz Yisrael and built the second Beit HaMikdash, through the 420 years of that Beit HaMikdash, and then it was destroyed, and even thereafter, when those Amoraim that remained in Eretz Yisrael, that was, the spoken language was Davka Aramaic. Now, Rabotai, back to our issue at hand. The Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, Daftit, brings a Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Haomer Petach Patuach Matzati Ne'eman Le'osra Alav, which means that if a man, unlike today, just very, I'm trying to, anybody ever learn Ksubis over here? Shas Katan, very. So this is one of the most fundamental sugiyot in all of Shas. The sugiyah in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Tet, where the Gemara speaks about Safek Sfeka. The Gemara says, in those times, they didn't have the system that we had in place today, which is Chupa, which is Kiddushin, immediately followed by Nisuin. They didn't do that. They used to wait approximately 1 year between the Kiddushin and the Chuppah, which is the Nisuin. Now, after Kiddushin, although they don't have all of the rites yet of marriage, because it hasn't been consummated yet through the Nisuin, but she's still an Ishet Ish after Kiddushin. She's Ishet Ish. She gives her Tabat, Mekudeshet. She's Ishet Ish. Now watch this. During that year, they're not allowed to be together because they haven't consummated through Nisuin, that we know. What happens is, says the Gemara, let's say after this year they do Nisuin and they're together, and then he finds Petach Patuach. He sees she's not a Betula. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Haomer Petach Patuach Matzati, Ne'eman Le'osra Alav, he can make himself Asur. Why? Because apparently if she's not a Betula, and he married her under the assumption that she was a Betula, then what? In other words, what are you saying? Not Mekachtaut. He says, Ne'eman Le'osra, that she was Mizaneh, and once she's Mizaneh Tachat Ba'ala, she becomes a Zona, she's Asura Le'ba'ala. So, that's the Gemara. The Gemara asks, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense, because there's two sifikot over here that would permit her to her husband. Number one, first of all, safek tachtav, safek in tachtav. Meaning, number one, we don't know when the bi'ah happened. We don't know. Now again, we're calling it bi'at zinut. It's not necessarily zinut by definition means what? That there was an extramarital union, correct? We don't know when the bi'ah happened. For all we know, the bi'ah could have happened even before the kiddushin. Not to say that that's the most appropriate thing, but at the end of the day, if she had bi'ah before the kiddushin, does that make her asur to her husband now? Ma pitom. So safik number one says the Gemara, safik tachtav, safik in tachtav. Perhaps it was under him, meaning after the kiddushin, but perhaps it was before in tachtav. Safik number one. Safik number two says the Gemara, safik be'onit. Im timtzeno, even if you say that it was tachtav, even if you say that it was after the kiddushin while she was married, safik onis, safik ratzon. The only kind of bi'ah that makes a woman, the only kind of extramarital union that makes a woman asur to her husband is only when it's being done biratzon, only when it's being done consensually. If it's being done forced, if she's raped, the halacha, she's still muteret lebaala. And therefore, as a result, the Gemara says, we can't understand this ma'amar bil azar al pipshuto because based on the safik sfika, it seems to be mutar. The Gemara says, you're right. The only time Rabbi Elazar's halacha would hold true is in one of the following two cases only. The Gemara says either Ishet Kohen or Kiddusha Pechuta Mibat Shalosh, which means Ishet Kohen. Let's say the Mekadesh over here is a Kohen. How many Sfekot do you have over there?
One.
What's the one?
No.
What's the No, whether it was tachtav or lo tachtav. Why? What are you going to say? What about ones veratzon? By Kohen, ones doesn't make a difference. Even if she's anusa, unfortunately, anusa is still asura leba'ala Kohen. And therefore, over there, you have one safek. One safek, then he's ne'eman to make her asur. Or, kiddusha pechuta mibat shalosh, which means, if he gave her kiddushin when she was under 3 years old, it can happen. When she's under 3 years old, who's being mekabel kiddushin for her?
Her father.
Midoraita et bitin natati laisha ze. The Gemara learns out. Mikan she'av zakai lekabel et kiddushin bito. The Gemara learns out that a father is able, he has the right to accept the kiddushin of his daughter. Now, if the guy gave kiddushin to the girl's father when she was less than 3 years old, now how many svekot do you have? You no longer have safik tachtav, safik in tachtav, because the Gemara tells us that were she to have been with another man before the kiddushin, if the kiddushin happened before she was 3 years old, any bi'ah that she had before that point, since she was so young, the Gemara tells us, the Chachamim teach us anatomically, any bi'ah that a girl has before the age of three, the betulim grow back. Therefore what? We cannot say, well, maybe the bi'ah was before the kiddushin. Because since the kiddushin happened over here, before the age of three, if the bi'ah happened before the kiddushin, what would have been the case? He would have found her to be a betula, not a petach patuach. And therefore, that safek is out. Which safek, what's the only safek that remains in that case? Safek be'onis, safek beratzon be'emet. And the Gemara says, when there's one safek, then it's us. We see from this Gemara that there's a lot of raid on this sugya. I recommend everybody to see that sugya with the Tosfot and the Pnei Yoshua. Every single Tosfot, every single Pnei Yoshua has a Shas foundation in that sugya. Anyway, Mikol Makom, we see from that Gemara that even when it comes to Isur Torah, the fact that a Zona is Asura to her husband is an Isur Deoraita. A Zona cannot continue to be. We learn out from the words Achare Venitme'a. Echad labaal, ve'echad laboel, ve'echad letruma. We learn out isur deoraita that a woman who is mezaneh tachad ba'ala is asur to her husband. So zona leba'ala is isur Torah. We find the Gemara telling us that even in a place of isur Torah, when there's one doubt, there's a problem. But when there's two doubts, okay, and there's a lot of raid on what constitutes a safek sfeka, but the Gemara considers this the best depiction of safek sfeka that the Gemara could have had is this. The Gemara uses this as an example that when there's a double doubt, even by Isur Torah, what's the halacha? Go, as long as he's not, meaning as long as there's two sfekot, which means it's not Eshet Kohen, and it's not Kiddusha Pechuta Mibat Gimal Shanim, which means there's a safek sfeka, even though there's doubts going on, the fact that there's a double doubt allows him to go and be with his wife, L'chaim Tum Shalom, Ad 120 Shana, that's because there's two doubts. Yeah.
So this is like the prototype, if you will, for Safek Lechumra Safek Sfek Sfek Lechula?
Correct. Correct.
Anytime there is a one Safek, we always
go. You are opening up a huge Pandora's box now, which I was going to do myself. So I appreciate that you did that. But you kind of said it now, which is what, in general, we know the rule is, throughout the entire Torah, the Gemara tells us, also it's a Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin, anytime you have a Safek, what is a Chacham supposed to do if he has a Safek with regards to ruling on any given din? The Gemara gives a formula. What's the halacha? What's the formula? Safek deoraita lechumra. Safek derabanan lekula. Right? That's the bit. Now, in spite of the fact that we usually say Safek deoraita lechumra, obviously the Gemara says that's only with regards to one Safek. But if there's two Sfekot, just like we see in this Gemara, and we're still talking about Isur Torah, when there's two Sfekot, in malachmir. Bimekel. The Gemara says meforash. Tov? So far, so good.
Even the Raita?
Yeah, even the Raita, yeah. By the Rabbanan, you don't even need... Why is it only the Raita? Because in order to be Mekel by the Rabbanan, you don't need two doubts. Even one doubt isn't a Safek, the Rabbanan, lekula. So if we need two doubts, obviously, what are we talking about? Then the Raita. Now listen carefully. There is a famous machloket. Anybody over here ever heard of the Ktzot HaChoshen? The Ktzeis, yeah, you know, in the Mir Yeshiva, and after they moved from Poland, they moved, I don't know if you ever read any history books about the Nisim and Niflaot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Mir Yeshiva. The Mir Yeshiva in Poland was the only yeshiva in pre-World War II Europe that was saved in its entirety. You know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did unbelievable Nisim Niflaot, the Transcontinental Railroad and other things. Anybody know where the Mir Yeshiva went from Mir in Poland?
Shanghai.
First they went to Kobe in Japan. They stayed there for a few months, and eventually they made their way for a few years until the end of the war to Shanghai in China. Very crazy. Listen carefully.
Marshall was there.
Huh?
Marshall was there with him in Shanghai as well.
He was born there? Bemet?
Yeah, the Shanghai passport. He used to, at least. I don't know where his
name is. So that means he was born during the war. Well, so it's a very, very famous stories. So actually, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, which I think is his uncle, was the reshiva at the time, and he, his father-in-law was the reshiva, Rav Lazer Yudel Finkel. He went to Eretz Yisrael to help set the set the stage for the Mir Yeshiva to come. He sent Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, his son-in-law, to Shanghai with the rest of the yeshiva to hold down the fort. By the end of the war, the yeshiva didn't stay together. The yeshiva had split up. Some went to Eretz Yisrael, some of the Talmidim, some went to America. The yeshiva had split up. That's why you have, there's the Mir Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, there's the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, there's Beis HaTalmud, which is another break-off of the Mir Yeshiva. But unfortunately, after the war, they all split up and went different ways. So anyway, in the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai, when they were there, they didn't have a lot of Sfarim. There was one copy of Ktzot HaChoshen for the whole yeshiva. One. And can you imagine...
It's here.
What, it's here? What do you mean it's here?
Let him finish the story.
No, it's here?
Yes.
The Ktzot HaChoshen from the Mir in Shanghai? Yeah.
It says it's in a lock and safe.
I want to see it. Yeah, anyway, we can see it.
His eyes
Anyway, there was one for the whole yeshiva. I heard this from my yeshiva, Shmuel Birnbaum, who was a Talmid in the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai at the time. And he said since there was one, there was a sign-in list that you had to sign your name on the library right next to the Ktzot HaChoshen. There was a waiting list to use it. Everybody had to, and you couldn't take it to your seat. You had to use it right there, and you had 15 minutes. You had to reserve a slot, a 15-minute slot, to use the sefer right there, and because there was hundreds of people who signed up constantly throughout the... It must be in tatters. It must be in...
I don't know,
but I need to see that sefer. Anyway, Bekitzur... You know how much it's a relic. It's
pictures as well.
It's an heirloom. Geone Olam. Can you imagine in the worst of times, Gedolei Yisrael pouring over and they get 15 minutes? Can you imagine standing online with hundreds of other Bachrim to learn from a Sefer for 15 minutes? When was the last time you did that?
When was the last time there was one available?
Yeah. Or there wasn't one available.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Now, so anyway, how did I get into this discussion? The Ketzot HaChoshen. His magnum opus, his name was a Gaon, Rav Arya Leib Heller HaKohen. Tremendous Gaon from approximately 200 years ago. His magnum opus was his commentary on Choshen Mishpat. People think that it's a raid sefer. They forget that he wrote it as a commentary, a halachic commentary on Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. Hence the name Ketzot HaChoshen. Maran Tichon Avracha used to say, like Rabbi Sonnenschein said on his yard site, sometimes people only hold on to the Ketzot HaShulchan, they only hold on to the edges of the table, but they forget what he wrote it on, which is the Shulchan Aruch itself. Anyway, Mikol Makom, he has another halachas, he wrote other things as well. Anybody know what else the Ketzot HaChoshen wrote? Avnei Miluim, he also wrote, Ketzot HaChoshen was on Dinei Choshen Mishpat. Avnei Miluim, no, Netivot argues on him a lot. Netivot was somebody else. That was Hagaon Milisa, wrote the Netivot. Huh? Shev Shema'atetai, yafe me'od. Yafe me'od. Avnei Miluim is on Ivan Ha'ezer. And he also wrote the Shev Shema'atetai, which is, it's a seven-chapter sefer. Huh? Yeah. Shev Shema'atetai, seven sugiyot, which he wrote before he got married. And each day of Sheva Brachot, at his Sheva Brachot, he delivered each one of these shiurim, at his Sheva Brachis, as, you know, in honor of his chatuna, some of the deepest Torah thoughts over there, Sfekot, and very, very, very complicated Zachin. The epitome of Yeshiva Shetaira is in there, in Shev Shema'atita. In the first Shema'atita, in the first chapter of his Sefer, he brings down the famous Machloket, when we say, Safek de'oraita lechumra, and Safek de'rabanan lakin, put Safek de'rabanan lakin on the side for a second. There's a famous Machloket between the Rambam, and the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Tumat Met, and the Rashba in Chidushim, and also in Tshuvot. Whether the din of Safek de'oraita lechumra, is that din de'oraita, or din de'rabanan? Meaning, you've heard this before? Yes, it's a famous machloket poskim. We happen to hold like the Rambam, but first let me tell you what the shitot are, and then I'll tell you what we hold like. Now, the Rashba holds safek deoraita lechumra is a din Torah. Safek derabanan lekula can't be a din Torah because it revolves around a din derabanan. So there's no way safek derabanan lekula can be a din Torah. That's out. Safek deoraita lechumra is the question. The Rashba holds, Safek de'oraita lechumra is din Torah, which means, just like the Torah forbids an Isur Torah, any Isur Torah you can think of, Nevela, Trefa, Chazir, Dam, Lom Shanne. Let's say I have a piece of meat now, and you don't know, right? Let's say you know something is Vadai Nevela. That's Vadai, that's Isur Torah. Nevela is meat that comes from an inappropriate Shechita.
Then what's the one that cancer
have? Trefa. Now, so he says, let's say I have a piece of meat, and you're not sure. Is it nevela? Is it kshira? You don't know. Safek. Lo yoda. The Rashba says, the Isur Torah that the Torah gave on nevela extends to the safek as well. Which means just like nevela is asur mina Torah, safek nevela is also asur mina Torah. Okay, so says the Rashba. The Rambam, at the tail end of Ilchot Tum'at Met, he disagrees. He says it's not the case. No. The Rambam says, when the Torah gives Isurim, the Isur Torah only applies to Isure Vadai. Meaning, Nevela, if you have Nevela Vadai, that the Torah means to say is Isur. But if it's only Safek Nevela, the Torah doesn't say it's Asur. The Torah says it's Mutar. Nevertheless, who jumped in to keep you away from it so it doesn't lead to actual Nevela? Chachamim. So according to the Rambam, who says Safek de'oraita lechumra, din derabanan. There are many, many nafkaminot la'alacha who we hold like, la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, we hold like the Rambam. That safek de'oraita lechumra is a din derabanan velo din Torah. Now, I'm going to speak about one right now. Watch. You think we'll leave you hanging? Ma pitom. No, I don't do that. No, no simkacha. Watch. Going off on tangents is an art. What's artistic about it is when you go off on tangents, you have to remember to come back. Well, that too, but you have to remember to come back. Because if you go off on a tangent, you don't come back to the point, as ma'asita, you're gone. Mata shuhel. What's your question?
Rav just said that the fact that Safek Derechta Lachumra Lakula Lachumra is Drabanan, isn't that like a thing in itself?
Why?
The Rabbanan said that Safek Derechta is Lachumra.
Well, Safek Derechta Lachumra is Halacha. When in doubt about a Torah law, act stringently. That's wonderful. The question is, who said that law? Did the Torah say that law, or did the Rabbanan say that law? The Rambam, Rashba says, Torah said it. The Rambam says, the Rabbanan said it. Now.
What would be the basis of the Torah saying it? What's the source of, what would be the source of that?
Oh, because the Rashba holds that the Torah only says something that's not Nevela is Kasher. Which means that as long as you're still within the possibility of Nevela, you're still within the Isur Torah. You have not exited the Isur Torah until you make sure that it's Vadai, not Nevela. I'm only obviously using Nevela as an example. Now, watch this. Based on how the Rambam and the Rashba disagree about Safek Deoraita L'Chumra being Deoraita D'Rabbanan, that's also going to have a major nafka mina on how the mechanism of Safek Sfeka works. I ask you, how does it work? What did I tell you before? Safek Deoraita L'Chumra. Okay. What about Safek Sfeka Deoraita? Double Safek by Deoraita, what's the halacha?
Good.
Said Mutar. Said Gemara. I don't understand. Whether it's Din Torah or Drabanan, what does it matter if there's one Safek, two Sfekot, or 200 Sfekot? You're still in the realm of a Safek. So, how does the fact that there's more than one Safek by Isur Torah make anything better? Did you ever ask yourself that question? If the rule... Rabotai, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Look alive. Now, I know it's late. It's late. It's okay. You have to learn... You have to make sure always to learn Torah besimcha v'itlahavut. The Torah has to be smechim kenitinatan mesinai. Happy and joyful like by Har Sinai. Uvau kulam bivrit yachad. Sameach, sameach. Because if you're falling asleep, ze lo tov. Listen, I don't blame you. It's hard. Aval ma? Be'itlahavut. You have such a zechut ishtabach shemot to learn the Torah kedoshah. You know how many people outside... They're so far from this. You have a zechut to sit in yeshiva, ben kotle bet midrash, makom kadosh, to learn Torah Hashem temima. It's a huge zach. It's a zechut. It's not a people look at it as a, you know, like a given. It's not a given. Mamash not a given. Every single moment that you have to spend ben kotle bet midrash is a zechut that you have to treat every moment like it won't come back. You know why? Because it won't come back. Understand? Zeze. These moments of your life. These single moments of your, meaning single moments, these moments where you are single and have the opportunity to soak up the words of the Torah Kedoshah, these days don't come back. I say all the time to all my Talmidim, the best days of my life that I wish I could rewind the clock. Everybody wants to rewind the clock and go back somewhere at some point in their life. Everybody does. My rewind would be straight back to yeshiva when I was single. That's it. I can't do that. Manasot. You don't have to rewind. You're in it. So enjoy it. Utilize it. The mamash, I'm giving you a little musar during the halacha. Because musar and halacha are intertwined. All the portions of Torah, the pshat, remez, drash, sod, musar, halacha, agadah, midrash, everything is intertwined. It's all part of the Eitz Chaim, hila machazakim ba, of the Torah Kedosha. Now listen. Do you understand my question? I asked you a question. If the Gemara tells us that safek deoraita lechumra, that means that it's asur, nachon? What is the fact that there's more doubt? Add for me. Why does it make it better? Okay. Well, the Rashba says it does. How's that? Huh? You're saying, well, let's put it this way. According to the Rambam, I'm going to extrapolate something from your words. If you let me. According to the Rambam, it's much easier to understand how a Safek Sfeka works. Why? According to the Rambam, we said to begin with, Safek Deoraita L'Chumra, who said it? Rabbanan. Okay, fine. The Rabbanan said Safek Deoraita L'Chumra. Now, throw in another Safek into the mix, what do you have? Yes, it's a Safek Sfeka, but now what happens? It's a Safek about a din de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told me by one safek, safek deoraita l'chumra. The Rabbanan said that. Throw in another safek, what do we call that? Safek de Rabbanan l'hakel.
That's why we hold like the Rambam.
That's not why we hold like the Rambam. No. That's what the Rambam would say. That's not why. One second. I need you to hold, stay with me. Yeah? I need to make it interesting because otherwise you're going to fall asleep on me. Listen carefully. Yeah? I heard Rabbi Mansur speaking here on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So he's somebody that you never fall asleep on. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody when he speaks, you listen. I don't have that zechut. I gotta work hard, you know. So that's I happen to be very good friends. Send them my warmest regards on Wednesday night. Now, watch his face when you tell him I send him regards. Do me a favor. Yeah.
We ask him about his etru.
Wait for him to say it. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzur. Yeah. Yeah. We have a very close relationship, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, mikol makom. One second. So according to the Rambam, otpam, say it back. Why, according to the Rambam, is the question that I asked you not so shver? The question I asked is, hey, wait a second. Safek deoraita lechumra dictates that it's asur. Now you're telling me safek svekab, even by deoraita is mutar, what's pshat? Tell me the Rambam, easy, right off the cuff. What would the Rambam say? Go ahead.
The first safek is going to be making a derabanan, and then the second safek.
Meaning safek deoraita lechumra to begin with is derabanan.
The second safek is a safek derabanan, we have safek derabanan lekula.
Yefe. So who's the big question still on? The Rashba. One second, yeah, go ahead.
But why is it such a question? Meaning, the first thing we understand the concept is Vegdo right to the Chumra, but it's a doubt even if we're there. Meaning, why is that? It's so far removed.
I just lost you. Right. Say it again.
If I was trying to say that the Rashba is difficult because it's still in the realm of a Vegdo right. But we're not even there. We're so far removed from is it even a Doraita. Why is it harder?
We're certainly in the realm of safek deoraita. The question
no,
if
not.
It's a din deoraita.
It's a safek on a safek if it's deoraita. We're so far removed from is it even a deoraita?
So let me explain to you what the Shev Shema Atita's question and the Chatam Sofer and all of the poskim who probe. The Rambam gets off very easy on this question. The Rashba is the one that's on the hot seat. The question they ask is, if the Rashba understands that safek deoraita lechumra is Eddin Torah. It's very hot in here, just off the record. Very hot in here. Heat makes you sleep. Zeyadua. You know that. That's why I don't know what it's like. I love to learn an Aruch Chaim. Aruch Chaim is freezing.
It's a
fridge. Yeah. Anyway, we used to call it the morgue. Aval mikol makom. Yeah. Anyway. Aval. Huh? Azo. Mikol makom. But it's good because it invigorates. I remember in the summer when I used to learn in Aruch Chaim before I started teaching in Great Neck, it used to get so cold, I used to freeze, and I used to have to go out of the Beit Midrash every hour or two to thaw, like to melt, and then defrost, and then come back in, freeze again, go back in. It's very funny. Anyway, Mikol Makom, listen carefully. So just, I don't know what's going on here. I want you to be Eirani, because this is Yesodot HaTorah Mamash. The Rashba, if he holds that Safek Doraita Lechumra is an actual Din Torah, why would that change? And the Rashba himself holds, let me make the question clear. The Rashba holds not only are Isure Torah Asurim Min HaTorah, but extend that one step further. Fill in the blanks. The Rashba would say, not only are Isure Torah Asurim Min HaTorah, but even blank or asur min haTorah, safek isure Torah, or asurim min haTorah. The Rashba extends the isure Torah to safek isure Torah as well. It envelops it and makes it asur min haTorah. If that's the case, so why would it make a difference if there's one safek or 400 sfekot? You're still in the realm of what?
Torah.
You're still in the realm of safek deoraita lechumra, which is din Torah. If it's din Torah, and the only way you could get out of this din Torah is by vadai heter, how does the mechanism of safek sveka help you according to the Rashba? That is a question that is there's a lot of ink that was spilled by Gedolei HaPoskim on this question. Like I told you, Agon Chatam Sofer, Agon Pnei Yoshua, the Shev Shema Atita discussed in the first Shema Atita. Yeah, go ahead. What would you want? Someone want to say something? Yeah.
So we can't, according to the Rashba, leave the realm of Deraita. According to him, we can't leave the realm of Torah.
Until?
Heter
Vadai.
Cut Heter?
Mm-hmm. That's what he seems to be saying. At which point, then you have a problem with the mechanism of Safek Sfeka. Enter the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua explains in Masechet Ketubot, the way this works, according to the Rashba. He says, Anybody majoring in math here? Okay. You don't, this isn't, you know, calculus, but you just need your wits about you for a second. Statistics, Rabotai, stay with me. When you have any given safik, what are your statistics? If you have a, let's say you look at a piece of meat. Safik nevela, safik shira. 50-50. Okay? So right now, since your chances are 50-50, the Rashba says that 50% that it's safik that it's nevela is still included in Din Torah that it's asur. Now, what happens statistically when you throw in one more safik?
45.
25.
No, it's still 50-50.
25.
It's
50-50.
It's still
50-50. Well, one second. Okay, Herzachan, listen up. Let's use the Gemara's example. Okay, I'm not going to write it because I'm not. It's too late for that. But I want you to listen carefully. Use the Gemara's example of the. That, we'll use that as the springboard. That's the baseline safik sfika of the isha to her husband. What were the Gemara's two sfikot to allow this woman who we found the Petach Patuach with to stay? What were the two sfikot? Safik number one. Safik tachtav, safik in tachtav. Now, let's translate those factors, those variables. Let's make it lahavdin elef alfei avdalot into a math class. Now let's start translating those variables into halachot. Tachtav equals
50.
No, not
asur.
Asur. En tachtav equals mutar. Onis equals mutar. Ratzon equals asur. Okay. Now, safek number one. Safek tachtav. Safek en tachtav. So then you have 50-50. Leheter or leisur. Now, when you throw in, watch what happens, when you throw in another safik of Sheme Beonis, Sheme Beratzon, Ratzon can't make it more asur than it is already. Why? Because if she's asura already on the 50% that we had before, she's already asura. So you can't add on more isur to the isur because there's only one isur. What's the only thing in this equation that you can add on to? Onto the heter. Yeah, that what? Even if you tell me the previous one is tachtav, perhaps what?
It was
perhaps it's be'onis. So the only thing that you can add to this equation is more heter, not more isur. Therefore, says the Rashba, even though the Torah tells me the halacha is safek d'oraita lechumra, but the Torah also tells me another concept. What's that concept? To go by rov, to follow the rov, to follow the majority. When doing the statistics of safek sfeka, what happens? The safek is now tilted to which side? It's hard to say exactly what the statistic is because it's not. It's hard to say that it's 75%. You can't say it's 75%. Why?
It's a possible 75%.
Huh? Why can't you say it's 75% leheter?
That's in a perfect world, but some cases happen more than others.
Well, no, because the meat itself is either kosher or it's not. It's either 100 or
it's
zero.
Yes or no, you can have 75% yes.
That's right. So now, but what? But the deem of the second safik or machriya et akaf. You had a 50-50. Now that you throw in the second safik, it weighed down a little bit, even though we might not be able to quantify that mathematically, but it weighed down which tzad? The tzad of Hetir. Once you do that, says the Rashba, now I have another Din Torah to deal with. The Din Torah of going by Rov. You have to go by Rov. Once we have to go by Rov, says the Rashba, that's why even I hold that Safek Sfeka works to be Matir, afilu b'Yisur Torah.
Because the Vada Heter is from the Torah.
What do you mean Vada Heter? Well, it's still, even with the Safek Sfeka, you're not at Vada Heter. You're not at 100% Heter. Not happening.
Why won't it be Vada Heter if we go from the Rov according to the Torah?
Huh? How's it by...
Ruba Kekula is not from the Torah?
No, one second. The Din of Rov is a Din Torah. But even with, any time you have Rov, does that tell you, Bevadai, it's from the Rov? No, there's a Din Torah that there might still be a Safek. The Torah says, when in Safek, go by the Rov. So now as a result of the Safek Sfeka, what do we just do? I introduced another Din Torah to be Machriya Takaf, the Din of Rov. Yeah.
But the Rashi was learning that the Din of Rov is encompassing of
conceptually,
Safek, conceptually
yes.
Covering argument.
Yes.
So I was going to ask, how does it make, why would you say Rov would still trump being involved in Isur Daraisa?
Because, no, he says, Rabotai, let me ask you a question. When the Torah says to go by Rov, does that mean there's no more Safek?
No.
What is the, when the Torah says, Acharei Rabim Lehatot, what does the Torah mean? That even when in Safek, what? You'll never know the answer. But what? But here's what you do. Which means the Safek is still there. Same thing over here. The Rashba says, yeah, it's still a Safek. Can't help it. But what? In situations of Rov, the Torah says how to be mitnaheg, how to behave with such a Safek. So when you have one Safek, you don't have that Rov. You don't have that Rov. We default back to the other Din Torah, the Rashba Lishitate, who holds that what? That Safek Doraita Lechumra is a Din Torah. But once you introduce the second Safek, what happens is, now it becomes Rov, and now you have Rov Leheter, and it's Mutar. Rabotai. Why am I telling you all this? What in the world does this have to do with Bishul Yisrael? Yeah? It's a beautiful sugya. It's Yesodot HaTorah. But what does it have to do with us? What it has to do with us is, first of all, it's Torah Chaim. It's Kim Chayim Barachayimenu. So you got to know this stuff. It's part of the test in Shamayim, after Meve Esrim. But the other thing you have to know is that this is the basis. Anytime the Poskim use this mechanism of Safek Sveka, I wanted to show you tonight the Talmudic Safek Sveka versus the Safek Sveka that you find in the Sifrut Shel Acharonim, in the literature of the Poskim Acharonim, how they use it, which is a little bit different. The application is somewhat different in Halakha when they use it, and Be'ezat Hashem, we will revisit this tomorrow as we go through some new halachot on Bishul Yisrael, as it applies more, you know, this is more Sephardi Ashkenaz stuff. They like, it, you know, it's beautiful because although we might have different minhagim, the only thing that really unites us is the Torah Kedosha. That we agree to disagree on other things, but the only thing we can really agree about is the validity of the Torah Kedosha and the other minhagim that everybody is following. So, Be'ezat Hashem, hope to revisit it tomorrow. Anybody have a Kaddish?